You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Did you know that our actions, our attitude, and our beliefs actually shape the world around us? Better yet, do you know how to create the best world for you? I know that can seem like a loaded question to some people because they say, what do you mean, Ashley? What are you talking about? How am I supposed to be able to create the world around me? Okay, let me know. I didn't get that memo yesterday. I didn't get that from my boss. Or I didn't get that from my friends. So you're telling me that I can change the world? That I can change the world? Really, Ashley? Really? You know what? I'm telling you that. I'm not only telling you that, I'm going to tell you why tonight. I'm going to give you the examples and the information you need to know to understand how your actions and your attitudes and your beliefs shape day-to-day life, minute to minute, hour to hour, of the things that you experience. You know, it's funny how a lot of us see this world and we see ourselves as things just happen to us. You know, things just happen to us, things come out of thin air, we're kind of victims in our own lives, and I think when I was younger, and I think at some point in my life when I had some bad stuff being thrown my way, I kind of felt like a victim. I felt like it was all happening to me, and there was nothing I could do about it. You know, also, like, even on a smaller note, you know, you go somewhere, you go to a party, you go hang out, you meet some people, and you're having a good time. And you're wondering, though, do these people really like me? I mean, are these people really getting me? Are these people really understanding me? Better yet, how do they really feel about me? And when we start to begin to feel a little, I don't know, maybe the word insecure is a good option. When we start to feel insecure, our actions speak louder than our words. And so let's begin tonight's discussion with talking about how our actions shape the world around us. How we act is directly related to how others act toward us. Did you get that? How we act is directly related to how others act toward us. So how we act toward others is a direct response to what we get. I know, it's wild. But think about it. Think about it. A small example. You're walking down the street and you see someone and you make eye contact, but you don't say hi and they don't say hi. Okay? You're walking down the street and you smile at somebody you see. And even if they start with not a smile, but they actually look at you for a period of time, guess what they're going to do? They're going to start to smile. Okay, let's jump it up a little bit. Let's say you're walking down the street, same street for you. I don't care. We don't have to change streets or locales or cities or anything. We're talking about the same street. So you're walking down the street and you're smiling at the person you see and you make eye contact and you go to say hi and they'll be, hey. Interesting, right? Our actions, our body language. Think about the body language. Think about the body language that you employ on a daily basis when it comes to absolutely everything you do in life. How do you respond? How do you respond to the people at your office? How do you respond to small conversations from the car to the office, from the car to the grocery store, what have you? How do you deal with those interactions? How do you act around people when you don't know them? How do you act around the people that you know? Let's think about this stuff because it's like something to really ponder because our actions do directly shape the world around us. I mean, it's a simple fact. You know, when I've walked into a situation before and I'm feeling insecure, and I think we can all relate to that. I think you can relate to me in this situation. Walking into a situation where little insecurity just because we don't really know our bearings really, right? A lot of times that can be the case where we haven't been around a lot. We don't really know what to expect. Okay? And we don't really know the lay of the land. And that can make us feel a little anxious, you know, a little insecure. And when you have to meet somebody in a situation where you feel a little insecure, what happens next? I mean, normally those interactions aren't that good. You meet somebody, it's okay. And you kind of feel like they catch on to your insecurities, maybe. Think about it. But is it that they're catching on to your insecurities? Is their vibration changed based on your insecurity? Are they insecure? Are they picking up on that and acting a certain way? Or more so, is it your actions that are speaking louder than words? Do you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of times that I've seen the situation where the person is saying all the right things, right? I think we've been there before too, right? Someone's saying all the right things, saying everything perfect, right by the book. And their actions speak something totally different. You're hoping that you don't have a knife in your back, or, you know, that they're going to, you know, cut the brake line to your car or something, even though they seem like they're really nice and definitely want to help you out. Huh. We've all been there where we've seen people with their actions just kind of seem a little off. Things don't seem right. Maybe they seem like they're walking on eggshells. Maybe they seem like they're really insecure. Maybe they seem like they're hiding something. So there's a lot of, you know, it's interesting actions. Like, I have some friends of mine that are very introverted. They're very introverted. And when they meet new people, the first thing they do is they look down. They look down. They don't look in that person's eyes. They don't look at them. They look down. When they shake their hand, they continue to look down. It's a problem. And they kind of always have a tendency of maybe putting one arm behind their back and kind of like, kind of moving around a little bit, mulling around, you know, schlepping around a little bit. And people don't really know how to handle that. Like, what the heck is this guy doing over here? Can't look me in the eye. I mean, he can't look me at the eye. I don't know what to say here. I don't know what to do here. It's got me a little, I don't know. It's kind of got me a little concerned, a little stressed out. It's interesting how our actions speak so loud. You know, I think it's interesting when I was younger, I used to never really look at actions. I used to always listen to what people said. And it wasn't until I got burned several times that I started realizing that there were several little cues that were key points to showing me the future of the situation. And I wasn't looking at them. I wasn't paying attention. And I understand when people are more of an introvert, their actions can speak louder than words, but a lot of people don't realize that that person's introverted. And I think that's why introverts get kind of a bad name sometimes. People don't realize that. They just think they're being jerks. And I think you have to go a step further in that and look past some of the actions and kind of look into the person. However, think about it. A lot of people don't look into why someone does what they do. Think about it. When was the last time? I mean, I do it all the time because of my profession and because I'm a deep thinker, and I'm sure you are too. But think about how many times, let's say, for example, that you've been misconstrued. When was the last time that you were misconstrued? When was the last time that something was going on in your life? Let's just say you're dealing with the health problems of a parent or somebody you really love, and you had to go into work and you had to deal with something, and their first response was basically like, well, if you're not interested in dealing with this, then that's fine. We'll just find someone else to put on this project, okay? If you're so busy. When was the last time that something like that happened? And you're over there thinking in your head, man, I'm just lucky to be out of that hospital sleeping on that chair tonight. I'm just glad to be out of there right now. I'm just trying to keep it all together, and this person is yelling at me about how I'm not a team player. I think that happens more than we really want to think about. I mean, actions speak louder than words, and some people, sometimes they misconstrue them. Sometimes they're misinterpreted. When was the last time was your actions misinterpreted? And I think that sometimes we overlook actions, and that's a problem because that can get ourselves in a situation. But I think a lot of times we have to analyze our actions directly and deeply for ourselves. Look at yourself. Why am I acting this way? Why am I walking this way? Why do I present myself this way? Is this how I feel about myself? I mean, I've seen people that literally walk into a room like so down and so they look kind of just like look kind of like hollow or sad. And you kind of see them and you know the way that they walk and maybe they kind of their shoulders go down a little bit and that kind of sort of thing and they kind of slouch. And I think if you get to know them, you kind of figure out why they're what's going on in their headset, what's going on. But I don't think that a lot of people actually choose to go past the actions and find out the information. And that's part of the way we shape our world because a lot of us jump to conclusions based on the way that someone's acting. Okay, if somebody's acting irrational or loud, what we consider to be rude, we might overlook them altogether. We might walk on past them. If someone's acting meek or shy, that can give us some sort of impression. If someone's acting from the power position, you know, acting a certain way, boasting, you know, chest out, you know, very flamboyant perhaps, that can give us a certain perspective. And a lot of this is what? We're just coming to up to assumptions. I mean, some of the times these actions are speaking quite clearly. And that's when we need to realize that our actions need to speak clearly. Our actions need to be clear and concise, and they need to go with what we're thinking and what we're saying. Because if you're not, if you don't have all these three things going in the same direction, you are going to be misconstrued. People are going to misinterpret what you have to say for obvious reasons because it's not their fault because they don't understand. It's like you putting the turn signal on to go right and you make a U-turn left or you make a turn left. Either way, you said this and you're doing that. So we got to confine and go with the same actions, with the same thoughts, with the same comments. So stay tuned. When we return, I'm going to be talking more about how our actions and our attitudes and our beliefs sincerely for the good or the bad, shape our life. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we're talking about how our actions, our attitude, and our belief shape our world. You know, it's crucial to understand this because without understanding this, we wonder why things are happening to us. Why do all these things always happen to me? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Shoot me. Why? It's because of our actions. We're not a victim. And I know that in the past, I felt like a victim before, like these things are happening to me. I can't see the forest through the trees. You know, somebody has, you know, something in on me. Somebody's got a voodoo doll out there and they're stabbing the crap out of it. And I want to know who the heck it is. I'm going to find them. I'm going to hunt them down. Seriously. And then I got past that and I realized, okay, Ashley, I got it. So our actions and our attitudes and our beliefs shape our life. And so I was talking about earlier in the first segment about our actions and how they directly correlate with the way that people act toward us, right? So think about it. If I walk up to people and I look like I got it together, positive, genuinely happy, you know, and I kind of walk a certain way and I smile, I'm going to get a totally different reaction than if I walk by them looking like I'm snarling, nasal patches, you know, nasal passages like flaring up. And I go, ha, I'm going to get a totally different response, right? The smile versus the kind of, you know, just upset, angry. They're probably not going to talk to me if I choose plan B. They'll probably either go, what's her problem? Or they probably just won't say anything and go, oh my God, glad we dodged that bullet. Plan A, happy, smile, you know, go the extra mile. It's like brushing your teeth, dude. All you have to do is put that smile on, and you got to kind of believe it. I'm not saying let's fake our emotions. I'm not saying, oh, if you're feeling really bad, fake it. I'm not saying that. Don't read into what I'm talking about. I'm read into it a different way. Read into the fact of what I'm saying is that you kind of go the extra mile because why not? I mean, even if the day was bad, okay, it can either get better or it can get worse. And depending on the way that we act towards other people, it can get a lot worse. Think about it. I've been in situations where you're either insecure or you had a bad day and it went from bad to worse. Bad to worst. And it was because I kept thinking about how bad my day was. how it can't get any better, how the best years of my life have passed me by, how I should just stay at home and sleep. Sleep, because that's the only bastion of peace that I have left in my life. But no, I knew that that wasn't going to help me. I knew that that was going to cause more pain. But sometimes I backtrack. Sometimes, you know, I kind of gave that kind of that snarl look, or that just, the, you know, the upside down smile. Or maybe the hi. A little different from actions. But, you know, the way we speak is also interesting. But the actions speak loud. The way we walk into a room. The way we carry ourselves. What's on your face? Is it a smile? Is it a frown? Is it tears? Is it joy? Are we disheveled? Or do we have it all together? Do we seem organized? Do we not? Do we seem stressed out by the way that we kind of have our mannerisms? Do we have like a anxious tick? Think about all those things and realize that those are actions that I don't think that a lot of us realize that other people look at and understand and calibrate and calculate about us. And based on those calculations, they make choices on how to act back. It's as simple as that. It really is. So let's begin to talk about now. We talked about actions and how actions, the way we act in our world, can shape the world around us. Okay, so we got that figured out. But what about our attitude? What about attitude? Come on, dude, you got the tude, man. What's up with the tude? What's up with your tude, man? What's up with your tude? Remember that when people say that? It's like, dude, just use the word attitude. I mean, tude's okay, but it's just, I don't know. It's just, I'm not flowing with it. I mean, I feel like I should be in Malibu or something, like surfing or something, when I use the word tude. And I don't even want to think about attitude then, so I don't really get it. So how does our attitude shape the world around us? And you know how it's shaped is that the way we... Our attitude that we have, like the way we go into a meeting or anything. If we're going into it with a happy, jovial attitude, that's great. If we're going into it with, I'm going to kill everybody attitude, that's probably not good. The postal attitude. Just kidding to all the postal workers. You understand what I'm saying? Think about it. Are you going into it very angry, very upset, very dramatic? Do you feel like you've been used? I mean, what kind of attitude are you walking in to any situation? Are you walking in with the attitude of, I'm better than everybody? Everybody else is pawn scum, and I'm better than you. I'm better than all you. Get away. Stop touching me. Do not paw me. Where is the sanitizer? Seriously. Are you walking in with the attitude of, hey, I'm really happy to be here, and I really enjoy these people. I might not even know them yet, or I might not know them that well. But I'm gonna make the best of this, and I know that things are gonna work out. And I'm gonna find out some things about these people that I really, really, really will probably get to like. Think about it. It's interesting, and I've been there before, where you have the option. We all have the option. Every single second, every single meeting, we have the option of doing one thing or the other. We can go in with a certain attitude, or we can go in with a tude. And how well and how good off do we get when we bring the tude in? I mean, when I've gone in with a negative attitude, I normally leave feeling kind of bad because I brought that negative attitude somewhere. And also kind of feeling bad because I didn't get anywhere. I kind of worse off than where I was. And so when you switch it around and you bring in that real positive attitude, it changes things. And yeah, you might run into somebody that's a total jerk. There are jerks out there. There's a jerk store, apparently, said George on Seinfeld, and they're running out of somebody. But you know what? It's true. There's some jerks out there, and so no matter what kind of attitude you come with, they're going to always have a piss-poor attitude. And you have to realize that that's going to happen a certain percentage of time across the board. It's the way life is. However, take away that percentage and look at life as a whole and realize that most people aren't like that. Most people, if you show up with a good attitude, they're going to match you. They're going to show up with a good attitude as well. Most people, if they have a bad attitude and you come in with a positive attitude, over a few minutes, they're going to change that attitude. It might take 2 minutes, it might take 10, it might take 30, it might take an hour. But they'll change. And it's interesting how you can walk into a room and you can have a positive attitude, but you walk into a room and the person in there has a negative attitude, And instead of raising the room, you go into their attitude. And all of a sudden, within 10, 15 minutes, it's just like the negative fest. I mean, anything that walks in that room is going to die on contact. Right? I've been there before where you go negative with them and you go, oh, crap, why did I do that? But you went that way because you weren't solid on your positive attitude. You got to walk in there solid and go, I don't care. I don't care if I feel like I'm going against, you know, the Viet Cong. I'm going to sit there and be me, and I'm going to have this positive attitude, and I'm going to carry it to the end. I had a situation like that happen just earlier. I walked in a situation, a friend of mine had lost their health insurance, going through battling some issues, and I feel for quite a bit. I mean, it's a tough time, for some of us, and so we're going through some tough times, and so. You know, her first comment was kind of a flippant comment, and then there was a kind of another flippant type comment, and then there was another kind of rude comment, and there was another, like, I don't care comment. And I just kind of just was like, okay, I'm going to kind of be quiet, but I'm going to stay on my ground and be positive. And eventually, within 30 minutes, they had changed. They'd gone out of their way to help. And I think a lot of it, too, is just sometimes people, they just need to vent a little bit. Not that you should be the doormat. I'm not advocating that. But sometimes people just need to know that, hey, you care enough that you're there. And you're not playing into the shenanigans. Our attitude is directly related to everything we see. So if we have a negative, bad attitude and we're walking around town, I guess negative and bad are, it's a double negative, so that means a positive attitude. But no, if we have a negative attitude and we're kind of walking around, taking care of our business, doing what we need to do, things don't normally get done. And you know, a lot of times we run into other people with bad attitudes. And we see the world as everybody's just being mean, everybody's being angry, everybody's being rude, and we start to see the world as a negative, bad place. Because we have this negative attitude going, we start seeing all the problems in the world and all the issues in the world, we're not seeing the silver lining. And on the flip side, when we walk around with a positive attitude, we usually, if we really believe in a positive attitude, we see the positive of life. We see things that are amazing. We see life at its source. I mean, I think in the last 4 years, I've really started working to perfect this attitude that I have. And it's not Pollyanna, and it's not, oh, everything's so great, oh my God, I just love everybody. Oh. No, but seriously, I really love people. And I love Earth, and I love all this stuff, and I love animals, and I'd say 95% of the time, I see the best in everybody. And it's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful experience because I get to see the best of the best of the best, sir. Constantly, all the time. I get to see acts of kindness randomly as I drive down the street. But the funny thing is, I'm looking for it. Am I looking for it, or do I just see it because of my attitude? Think about it. Part is attitude. Part is beliefs. And we're going to talk about that here in just a little while. But part of it's attitude, because you pick up on the same vibrational attitude and vibrations as you have. I mean, if I'm like a truly, truly negative person, I'm going to pick up on other negative vibrations. I'm going to equate with that negative vibration. The same as with a positive attitude. I'm going to equate with other positive attitudes with a certain different vibrational level. It's just the way it is. It's like a mating call, okay? I'm not going to hear the mating call of bears. I'm probably not going to hear the mating call. I mean, not that there's really a mating call for dogs, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm not listening for it. I'm not a dog and I'm not a bear. But you know what? I'm going to pick up on the things that vibrate to the same level as me. I'm going to pick up on the things that communicate with me. And in order to communicate with somebody, you have to be on the same vibrational level to understand what they're trying to say, to understand how they feel, to understand their actions. It's all part of being here. It's all part of the human experience. So stay tuned. We're returning to talking more about how your attitude shapes the world around you, but we're going to get into beliefs and how our beliefs totally create the world that we see. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back in 2 shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about how our actions, our attitudes, and our beliefs shape our world around us. You know, earlier we were talking about attitudes and how it really does shape our world around us, because our attitude, when it's good or bad or negative or positive, is magnified by others. It's interesting how that happens. You know, when you walk in with a real positive attitude, you know, it's just amazing, and it's very contagious. And I came up with this new way of walking in, and it has to do with actions and attitude, but you just walk in and you go, yay! And you clap and you smile real big. And you know what? It takes somebody like from the wax museum to not be able to laugh and like what you're doing. It's so true. Because life is all about, you know, how you present yourself, the actions, how we go through the motions, how we act. But also, more importantly, is our attitude. If we have a wonderful attitude and we look the best in life, we're going to see the best. We're going to get the best. Not every time, but more so than not. You know, more so than not, we're going to see people step up to the plate and do the right thing. More so than not, we're going to be actually happy and amazed by what we see instead of depressed and sad. More so than not, that good old saying, birds of a feather flock together. Seriously. I mean, how many friends do you have, and I've written books on negativity and energy suckers, that their attitude is just awful. Can't handle it. You get around them, you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm wasting the best years of my life listening to this person rant and rave. And I mean, how many times do you just want to get away? I mean, it's like Southwest Airlines. I just want to get away anywhere. Come on, let's fly. Let's go. You know, remember that commercial? I love that commercial. It was an old school commercial. It's been out years ago, where it's like they are joking around about how it's like the last day of school, but it's at a company. It's in an office, and they're all running out of the office building, and the guy gets in his minivan, and like, you know, it's just like it burns rubber and stuff on the way out of the parking lot. It's hilarious. And like one person like throws a desk chair, and papers are all flying in the air. But it's true. It's like you want to get out of there as fast as you can. You want to burn rubber out of there because you can't handle anymore because they're bringing you down. They're bringing you down. And who wants to be brought down? And so that's what happens, is that certain vibrational levels will have to hang out because other people won't hang out with them. And our attitude does really change the way we see the world. I mean, if you think that everything's bad and you act like everybody's bad and everybody's out to get you, you know what? Everybody's out to get you no matter what. No matter if they are good people, you already believe that they're out to get you. So let's talk about that, because beliefs is one of those major, major factors that shape our world. Because if you believe something to be true and you make it true in your mind, we paint the picture, right? We create the world it's in. Like the belief that the world is a scary place, right? That the world's a scary place and everything in this world is scary. If you believe that, then guess what? The world's a scary place. Got nothing else to say for you. Take your ticket. Get on your scary world ticket tour. Go have some fun, okay? No, Depeche Mode is not playing on the I'm scared and the world's really crappy world tour. Think about it. I don't know why I said Depeche Mode. I have no idea. I haven't seen Depeche Mode in years. Gosh, last time I saw them, I was in college. It was a good concert. It's funny how you go to concerts sometimes, especially when you're in college with people that you'll never see again. But anyway, I'll look them up on Facebook. So think about that. If we believe that something is to be true, we make it true in our mind. If we believe that the world is a certain way, if we believe that certain people are certain ways, that's how, you know, think about it. That's how racism started. Think about all that kind of stuff. People got racist. Oh, that person's no good. You know, they're from a foreign country. You can't trust them, you know, or you can't trust that color or what have you. And people get that way. And over time, it becomes ingrained. It becomes their belief system. They believe it's okay. Because it's okay to be that way, because that's the truth and that's what they're going to stick with, because that's the way their world works. You know, what about the beliefs that nothing can change? That, you know, the world's all hell in a handbasket, nothing's going to change, we're all going to die, you know, so you might as well drink. That, to me, is a very bleak belief system. And if I was working and operating on that type of bleak belief system, I call belief system minus 2.0, wow. I mean, my world's not going to look that good. My world's going to look like post-apocalyptic, and everything I see is going to look like really, really bad. And all the things that I see, all the lighting of everything is going to seem really, really rough and not so good. On the other hand, if my belief system is that the world is a good place, that it's a safe place, that I can raise my kids here, that I feel good about what I'm doing, that I'm happy about where I am in life, that I feel good about what I've created in society, that I feel good about me, and that I realize that most people are very good people. Most people, to the heart of people, are good people. And if I look at it that way, I'm going to live a totally, vastly different world from the person with the minus 2.0 belief system. And why is that? Because I'm actually co-creating my world. I'm actually creating it. I mean, you know, you're co-creating it between you and your mind. Y'all are creating a successful, interesting world, or you're creating a world that is very unsuccessful. You can't create anything. You're barely scraping by. And this is the way that life's going to be for the rest of my life. Because that's how it's been for my family, my whole generation upon generation. Nothing's gotten any better. Why should I expect anything better? What am I trying to get a handout? I'm not trying to look for a handout. Think about it. Our beliefs are interesting. The things that we tie ourselves to, they're not just ideas, they're beliefs. I mean, we might as well get the stone tablets out here and start writing it down. Because a belief changes someone's entire world. It changes everything they see because they change it into what they believe, right? Because what we see, what we believe, and what we see go hand in hand, but we actually color what we see with our beliefs. So let's have some examples here and talk about it. And I know that you have a couple ideas of some ideas that recently have happened. And you probably have some friends that believe certain things and they always see the world as a certain way. So if I believe that, you know, everybody I meet, let's just say, if I believe that everybody I meet at a networking event, this is we're going to go real easy breezy here right now. I know, Ashley went with a business example. Wow, Ashley. Didn't go heavy hitting into the fifth dimension, but we're going to talk about networking real quick. So let's say that every time you go to a networking, you've been to 5 or 6 networking events, and every time you try to follow up, and every time everybody seems to drop the ball. Eventually, you're going to start to create, unless you are really observant and realize when you're creating beliefs. Some of us can do that. Some of us haven't figured out how to do that. And some of us don't know that we can do that. And so we ended up creating this belief that, you know what, all networking events are crap. No one calls. They're all a bunch of flakes. And every time I get a business card, I'm just going to throw it away in the trash on the way out. That's somebody's belief. Think about it. If every time you went into a situation with a certain set of set, solid, steel, in concrete beliefs, there's almost no way of tackling that. There's no way of getting past that. You're going to automatically think that. It's part of it. It's part of it. It's just the way it is. So besides a networking event, we make generalizations, create those into beliefs, and then those beliefs and those generalizations actually run our world. It's like getting a computer, you buy it from the store, and you already have Roblox set up, miscommunication. Some files aren't going to work because they're never going to work. Some files always work because those are the best files. And the computer's only going to last a year because no other computers have lasted long as a year because they're all pieces of crap. Think about if our life was a computer where half the programs didn't work because they're not supposed to, because you know what? They've never worked for my family, so they're not going to work for me. And every time I try to use that, it doesn't work. And then we're going to have miscommunication where the computer can't talk to the printer because that's not going to ever work. Think about it. And we make these decisions in our own life about people, about love, about work, about every single person we see. Oh, they're just that. Or oh, they're just that. And so our beliefs are all set up to keep us homogenized, to keep us separate maybe from other people. Our beliefs in our mind can be a good separation tool. Oh, they don't get me. They don't understand me. Oh, they're making a decision on me. They're putting me down. They're taking me for granted. They're using me. Think about it. How many times did we come to the wrong conclusion based on beliefs? And it wasn't until later on that we realized that we had misconstrued this the entire time. I mean, we were so off base. It was unbelievable. You know, I think it's interesting because just listening to people talk, sometimes you make generalizations and you base those generalizations on your past and the beliefs that you have. And then you make choices based on that person, based on your beliefs. How logical is that? Really? I mean, for the most part, there's certain beliefs and certain things that you've gotten from factual evidence or from a sixth sense, more like a sixth sense, that keeps you out of harm's way or keeps you on the right path. And that, to me, is a successful conscious living, being authentic, being true to self, and knowing self. On the flip side, I think that a lot of times we can actually make choices that keep us out of the game of life because we're scared to make choices based on something that may have happened, didn't happen, or feels like it happened, or was somewhere near what could have happened, or we're scared. Or the belief of that we are actually negative self-believing on ourselves and feel like we can't do it. And I want to talk about that right now. So when we negative self-belief and we believe that we can't do something, okay, that affects us, right? But let's take it a step further, because I told you this was going to color the world that you live in, not just you, right? So I got to prove that, correct? Okay. So think about it. So your negative self-talk, and you believe that you're not that good, you'll never get this done, this is never going to happen for you, you're never going to be able to fulfill this dream, your life is stuck. Well, you go around with that belief system about yourself, how do you think about other people? How do you really think about other people and their dreams and goals? How real successful can they be? Think about it. Our negative self-belief actually colors and changes our belief in others. The more we believe in ourselves, the more others believe in us. The more we believe in others, the more others believe in us. That's why I do what I do. That's why I'm a good therapist and a great life coach. Good, great, whatever you want to call it. I can connect with people because I don't make any decisions. I don't make any assumptions. And I know that we can connect at some level to the fullest, and I can figure out exactly what's going on. And I have a really, really good track record. But you know what it takes to be able to get outside of any assumptions, to avoid any sort of previous repetition based on whatever happened in the past, let that go and let that person be an original, unique person, because that's what they are. That's what they are. And a lot of times we just like to, oh, just formulate one formula for certain groups of people and say, oh, that's just another one of those people, or they're just going to treat me like this, or this is how this is going to go down, or this is how this went down before. So stay tuned. We return. We're talking more about how our beliefs shape our world, as well as the mirror effect and what that does to us on a daily basis, and how that ultimately goes into shaping the world that we see and feel 24/7. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about how our actions, our attitude, and our belief can shape the world around us. And lastly, we were talking about beliefs and how our belief system can really change our world. We can make something true in our own mind with our own beliefs and paint the picture, paint the canvas, and be done with it. And even if the picture is not true, we live by it. Think about it. I've done it before, where we have this certain belief and then later on we like expose it and realize it's not true, and it changes everything. It changes everything. Oh my gosh, what's up is down, down is up, blue is black is red, yellow is white. Seriously, it might not be that extreme, but yes, our beliefs can change. And it's interesting, though, because when we set up beliefs based on other people's perspectives or based on our upbringing without us actually intimately changing our beliefs or working on our beliefs personally, what happens? We end up having beliefs that aren't necessarily ours. I like to call those false beliefs. And those false beliefs usually keep us from living our life. They keep us away from being happy. They keep us away from actually following our dreams or they keep us away from accepting other people, and we begin to think other people are after us, or there's something wrong with them, or I can't get close to people because they're going to hurt me. Whatever the string of inconsequential concepts that come into your mind that create your beliefs, you live by it. So if you feel like every time you get close to somebody, they're going to screw you over. Well, every time you get close to somebody, they're going to screw you over. They might not even screw you over. You screw you over. Because you're waiting for them to screw you over. You might do things to try to get them to be mad. You might do things to try to push their buttons. You see what I'm saying? Every woman, for I have men that come in all the time, and they say, every woman I meet is crazy. They're crazy. They're certifiably crazy. I don't know if I'm ever going to meet a woman that's not crazy, that's not just out of there. I just want to meet a normal, good lady that's not crazy. And I go, you know, the thing is that you're going into every relationship acting like you're a psychiatrist, asking if somebody's got bipolar or borderline personality disorder, and you got all these great names and all these cool logos and concepts, but what are you really trying to do here? Because you're trying to put a label on someone before the label's even been created. I think you got to sit back and sit there and look at your own baggage and say, hey, what belief system have I created? Yes, maybe I did date a few women that might have had some mental concerns that they could have actually sought some therapy or some health and some help with their health. But on the flip side, how much of this is you and how much of this is them mirroring you? Maybe you have the problem. I mean, how can it be that you meet eight different women and eight different women are crazy? I mean, where are you going to meet them? At the crazy club down the street? I mean, I think there is a club called Crazy. But I mean, you meet them at Crazy or what? I mean, maybe you're just setting yourself up for failure. But I think that, I mean, I don't think that nine women in a row are going to be crazy. I'm starting to wonder about you. I'm starting to wonder about what is going on in your headset. What's going on in your life? And so that brings me to the concept of talking about the mirror effect. The mirror effect. What absolutely is the mirror effect? And this is very interesting because the mirror effect, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest talk show host of all? You know, the mirror effect, you can fill in any name with that. I wasn't just implying myself. I'm not that big of a jerk. The mirror effect is one that's very interesting to me because, you know, it's what I've been talking about this whole night. When you walk into a situation with certain actions, with certain attitude or tudes, dude, you got the tude going on, man. I might want to calm down with the tude, dude. And with certain beliefs, we walk in with, it's like the triple threat. And we look at someone else, and guess what? We get the mirror effect. If we have a bad attitude, they got a bad attitude. If they're acting a little like, you know, I don't know, like they're up to something, we're probably acting like we're up to something. If we seem closed-minded, if we're a little closed-minded, maybe they seem kind of closed-minded. Maybe they seem to be kind of a little out there. Think about it. I mean, really, if your attitude's really great, they're probably going to mirror that a little bit. If your actions are certain forthcoming, they're going to mirror that. If your beliefs kind of are aligned to a certain degree, they're going to probably mirror that. Because the thing is that it's the way we carry ourselves. It's the way we act. It's what we say. It's what we do. And it's our belief system of how all this is going to come about. How all this is going to work out. How is this going to work out? How is this going to happen? And in this earth, in this world, there's a thing called the mirror effect. There's a thing called a mirror effect. And it's interesting because we do mirror people. And people mirror us. So what image do you want to see? What image do you want to see? And I stress this sentence as much as possible because you create your own world. I've been in the past where I've created a world that was kind of dealt with negative attitude. I felt like I was behind the eight ball. I didn't think that I was ever going to be successful. I didn't think that I could create what I wanted to. I've been in places where I've been frustrated And I think you can understand that frustration where you're working really hard, you're doing everything you can, you're going above and beyond the call of duty, you're seeing people, as you feel, kind of move up in the system that don't seem to be maybe as educated or talented, but they got something. But that, again, is making a judgment call. But the frustration's a real feeling. And a lot of times frustration comes about during a change period, when there's some rapid, major, massive change. And then I've been on another spot where I have a very positive attitude, where I feel very good about where I am, that I feel very happy about what I've created, that I'm not over there squashing the things that I've done. Instead, I'm actually relishing them, feeling good about them. Think about it. And I think that's always an interesting concept, because we seem to bring to us what we show. And people tend to bring out what we give. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain behaviors that if you act a certain way around someone, I mean, they either have to be completely incoherent to any sort of way or mannerisms or anything to not understand where you're coming from, to not eventually correlate there, to not eventually go that direction. Think about that. I mean, the mirror effect. It's just like, it's like dealing with people. It's like, it's interesting. Think about it, how when sometimes somebody is so much like someone else and they hate each other. I know that you probably have at least two friends. They're your friends. And they hang out because you're their friend. But they don't get along. And the funny thing about them not getting along is that you actually know them both very, very well, separately. And they're almost identical in thought. Identical in attitude. I mean, very close. I mean, maybe not identical twins, but, you know, very close. And they have the same hang-ups. And those hang-ups, even though they're the same, one person, the other people see it in the opposite person as so huge and so magnified. I can't believe them acting like that, being like that, doing all that. And you're over there listening about this stuff going, man, you just did that yesterday. But you can't tell them that. And they can't see the forest through the trees because they just don't like that person. Because that person has attitude. Or that person's rude. Or that person overestimates everything. Or that person's always doing this or that. When the same and the same deals with the other person on the other side. Exact same. But they can't see that because it's too close. Because it's too similar. And that's what I think we miss a lot of times, is that when you break it down, really, the way that we speak and the way that our attitude is and our beliefs, when we share that with someone else, we're getting ourselves back. For the most part, 95% of the time, if we act authentically real and true to ourselves, and by acting true and by being real and being authentic for ourselves, we are that way for other people, we get exactly what we give. So if you're constantly giving good and you're constantly giving, you're going to get that. Now, there might be other places in your life that things might not be working out so well, and we got to figure that out. For example, you could be Mother Teresa, but financially have trouble making ends meet. Okay? And we'll do another show on that, because I understand that, because some people say, I'm doing all this stuff and I'm doing everything for everybody, and what am I doing for me? And maybe we need to step back and say, okay, in order for you to do everything for everybody, you got to do something for yourself first. You know, it's a concept of, you know, you can't take care of someone if you're not taking care of yourself. And we see that happen a lot of times over and over again, where a family member gets sick and another family member takes care of them. But instead of taking care of them and eating and taking care of their body, they don't. And they end up getting sick too. And the same thing here is that we have to understand that we can control and we can understand our actions, our attitudes, and our beliefs. And we have full control over our emotions and our attitudes every single minute of the day. And when we understand that, and we understand that we can deal with that, and we understand that we're not a victim, and that we also realize that whatever we give, we're going to get back, that might change our tune. For all y'all that are always giving 100%, or always the best of the best, you'll continue to be rewarded more and more. It's the way the universe works. And with the mirror effect, whatever you give, you get. That's pretty easy breezy. That's an easy equation. Whatever I put in, I get. Whatever I put out there, I'm going to receive. Be authentic. Be true. Be real. Be you. We have a great show for you next. And also, we're starting a new show coming up soon called Ashley's Best. If you know of a company or a service or a person that exemplifies authentic or talent or has a product or service that helps us to live a more powerful and more conscious and authentic lifestyle, I want to hear about it. Go online to AshleyBurgess.com. AshleyBurgess.com. Go on and click on the contact. The contact will open into a contact page, and you can email me directly with that information, and I will reach out to you or reach out to them, and we'll get them on the upcoming new show, Ashley's Best. Stay tuned for another show. Have a great night. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess.